Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and a quick heads up, if you live in Rockland or the Bronx, we're into the last few weeks of your anecdotal census, a people's history of the New York City area from 2000 to 2010. If you want to participate, just go to our website and answer the question, the biggest change in my neighborhood over the last 10 years has been what? We have a separate page for each county in our listening area. As most of you know by now, we invite your posts from wherever. And our next two on-air segments, as we are almost done with this series, will be about Rockland County and the Bronx. Rockland this Thursday, the Bronx next Tuesday. We want all our Bronx and Rockland listeners to go to the page and fill in the blank. We've had such great stories with the people's history of many other counties over these last number of weeks. The biggest change in your Rockland or Bronx neighborhood over the last 10 years has been what? Again, we'll talk on the air about how Rockland County has changed on this Thursday show, then the Bronx next Tuesday. Join us in creating your anecdotal census, a people's history of the New York City area from 2000 to 2010. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show. Okay, now to those things that you finally figured out late in life, a realization that a simple but incredibly practical piece of knowledge has slipped through the cracks all these years. Maybe you weren't paying attention in third grade when they taught you how to count by nines using your fingers. You can do that, you know. And all these years, no one has bothered to correct you. Or maybe whoever showed you how to drive a car didn't point out that there's a little slot inside the gas cover where you can store the gas cap. And all these years, you've been putting the gas cap on the roof of your car while filling up. Well, let's collect some of those late-learned lessons. Call in with your aha or oh, man, moments. And don't be embarrassed. Everyone has had them. So let's try to prevent future forehead-slapping moments by getting this information out in the open. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692 for your late-learned life lessons or post to our comments page at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. There's also a conversation going on Twitter. For this, you can use the hashtag LearnedLate. So we're collecting these on Twitter, too, with the hashtag LearnedLate. And for the record, a little guidance. We're looking less for the big life lessons, though on our comments page, someone did post, "It took me until way late to learn that I shouldn't date arrogant jerks." Let's save the axioms for later and instead call in with your practical advice or tips. One of the most famous moments of this is a one-minute YouTube video called "Open a Banana Like a Monkey." It's been seen almost 2 million times. Here's a bit of audio from that video.
I learned a new trick yesterday, and it really blew my mind because I've been eating bananas forever, and I would always try to open it from the stem, like dig my finger in, bite it, get that nice taste of banana in your mouth. But then a friend of mine, Brittany, saw me like struggling with it yesterday and showed me how monkeys open a banana. You don't open it from the stem, just kind of pinch the tip, it'll split, and you peel it out like that. My whole adult life, I never knew the right way to open a banana. And now you do too.
And you can see the Open a Banana Like a Monkey video on our show page, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And while you're there, post your late learned lessons. John in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, John.
Yeah, age 45. Just now got some dental benefits and went to the dentist. I got some holes in the side of my teeth. No cavities, just holes.
Yeah.
That's because of using a hard toothbrush. That caused the damage.
So you finally learned at age 45. If I had
47,
forgive me. It's not that late in life. If I had only used a softer toothbrush,
yes,
I wouldn't have knocked these holes in my teeth.
Yeah, no, I got a lot of fillings now. But at least it's not, no cavities, but it got close to the root, you know. Caused a lot of damage. What you need to do is get to the dentist regularly so they can, you know, clean it properly. You know, the hard stuff that can come off, you can't do it with a hard toothbrush.
John, thank you very much. Now, we're going to have a follow-up on this one of these days. Why do they sell the hard? Maybe some people's mouths are better for hard toothbrushes and some better for soft. We're going to have to get a dentist on the show and kind of sort that all out. Bernadette in Manhattan, you're on WNYC with your late learned lesson. Hi, Bernadette.
Hi, how are you, Brian?
Good. What you got?
Well, you know, songs, the lyrics of songs always amaze me. Half of the time, I can't figure out a certain phrase or two. But at this point in my life, I'm above 50, and I kind of stopped trying to figure it out. But one that tickled me pink was Mare's Eat Oats and Doe's Eat Oats.
Oh, yeah. That's a classic.
Who knew? You know, it was Mare's Eating Oats and Doe's Eating Oats. Anyway, that was fun.
Thank you very much. What did you think it was?
As a kid, I just went along with the phonetic sound, Mare's Eat Oats and Doe's Eat Oats.
One kind
and
of,
I was clueless,
one
just
kind,
singing for the music.
One kind of dotes and another kind of dotes.
Exactly.
Who cares what they are? Bernadette, thank you for your call. Eric on our Facebook page. Simple syrup is vital to great lemonade. After 39 years of mediocre stuff. Coming in on our Twitter feed, there's an arrow on fuel gauges pointing to which side of the car has the tank. Never on the wrong side of the pump again. Let's see. Raphael, our intern, says, use newspapers, not paper towels, to clean windows. Mike in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mike.
Hi. I was all my life, my parents, and then I followed them. Always had a black and white TV. I was 24. I got a with a discount from a friend. I got a color TV, and at 24 years old, realized I'm 55 now. Realized that Dorothy, when she steps into Oz, the screen turns to color.
Oh, you never knew that until wow.
Never knew it.
Wait till you see Gone with the Wind on HD. Mike, that's a great one. Thank you very much. Nick in New Jersey, you're on WNYC. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Nikki. Well, I just
you're Nikki.
Hi, Brian. I'm Nikki. I just learned that baby carrots are actually not baby carrots. They're carved out of grown-up carrots, and I just learned that.
Are they really?
Yeah, and my boyfriend's grandmother used to tell me, don't ever buy real carrots, buy baby carrots because they're soft and tender because they're young. But it's actually not true. It's just that they're carved, and that's why they're all the same shape.
Bye, Brian. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Bye.
We're going to have to fact check that one. Does anybody in the control room confirm? Yes, this is true? No? No? So, okay, we have one yes and one no from the control room about baby carrots. Hope on our comments page at WNYC.org. Her later in life lesson in her 20s, says, my daughter realized that Winnie the Pooh's friends Kanga and Roo combined to be, oh my God, Dorothy in the East Village. You're on WNYC. Hi, Dorothy.
Hi, I have a college degree. I'm 50 years old, and I just found this out last year regarding male dogs. I had always assumed that if they still had their testicles, that they were neutered. I always thought that all male dogs, you know, had vasectomies. And I thought, I can't believe I just found this out.
And you always wondered why your female dogs were getting pregnant.
Well, I've got cats, but I just couldn't believe that. I didn't know it was a surgical operation. I thought they got vasectomies.
Dorothy, thank you very much. Let's see. You put together a Kanga and a Roo, and you get a marsupial. Haley in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Haley. You learned later in life what?
Hi, Brian. I just learned recently that if you take all of your Metro cards that have 50 cents, 75 cents, 25 cents on them up to the toll booth operator, they'll combine them all onto one super card.
I didn't know that either. That's a good practical one.
I've been throwing away money all these years.
And I think that the reason that the discount that you get for buying a certain number of rides doesn't equal out to exactly one other ride in many cases is because they think you're going to just throw away the change.
Right.
They're going to keep the float. Thank you very much. Jack in Northport, you're on WNYC. What did you learn later in life?
Learned how to wash my hands.
Yeah? How are you doing it?
I was doing it the way I think most people do, and what I learned at the chiropractor's office was that you should interlock your fingers and then rub them up and down so you wash in between the fingers.
Because that's where the germs congregate?
Absolutely.
Jack, thank you very much. Let's see. Paul in Union County, you're on WNYC. Hi, Paul.
Good morning, Brian.
What'd you learn late?
It was well into my adult life when I finally had a home that I needed to paint on the inside that I discovered that paint colors are not arranged for you on the shelves at the paint store, that they actually mix them for you behind the counter. I was under the impression until well into my adult life that you just went up and picked out the color that you needed, and I couldn't understand how they could have room to fit all those many colors.
Thank you very much. It's all in the white. Paul, thank you. Let's see. Jill on our comments page, I learned late to line your cookie sheets with parchment and line your brownie pans with foil. Linda on the Lower East Side. Hi, Linda.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What'd you learn late?
Well, my big thing is, like, I finally figured out that the creases on the bottom of a manila file folder are there so you can fold it to make it sort of a box bottom. And for years, I just had paper sticking out of the top of the file folder obscuring the label, so I couldn't even see what was in the files.
Oh, you should meet the Venetian blinds person.
I probably should.
thank you very much. Let's see. On our comments page, Leah from Brooklyn mixes the high and the low brow. What does she learn late in the game? One, that it's okay if not everyone is happy with my choices. Two, that credit cards should not be revolving doors of debt. And three, the real lyrics to Benny and the Jets. Leah, where are you? We need you to sing Benny and the Jets for us, the right way. Ken in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ken.
Hey, how's it going?
All right. What'd you learn late?
When I was, the Colonel Sanders logo for the Kentucky Fried Chicken? His necktie, I thought they were like stick arms and legs or cartoon arms and legs for a long time when I was a kid.
But actually a necktie.
Yeah, but I found out that it's a necktie. You don't see neckties like that.
And you don't see Kentucky Fried Chicken anymore because now it's KFC.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's just KFC. British Petroleum is just BP. National Public Radio is just NPR. And Ross in Glen Cove, what did you learn late in life?
Well, the gauge on your car for your gas has a gas tank, and there's an arrow telling you on the side of the gas tank which side you fill up on.
Oh, yeah, you're the second person to chime in with that one. A lot of people don't know that. And especially if you're in a rental car, it's like, what? Which side should I pull up to this stupid pump? All right. According to the fact check site Snopes.com, the baby carrot story is part true, part false. Baby cut carrots used to be manufactured from deformed larger carrots. But now there are some specially bred carrots for baby carrot purposes to be sweeter. But yes, generally it says those things you buy are cut to be that shape. They don't come out of the ground like that. So there we go. Keep posting. We have a lot of them on our website. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show to share those little things you learned late in life that made you go, oh man, I didn't know that. And I'll talk to you tomorrow, Brian Lehrer on WNYC.